The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RG Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. This is a very special bonus episode of The Ocho. The newest member of the Dallas Cowboys, tight end Blake Bell, took some time to join us, talk about winning the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs, joining the Cowboys, what free agency was like, and everything he's excited about for the 2020 season and beyond. We're not going to waste much time. Here he is, tight end Blake Bell of the Dallas Cowboys, right here on The Ocho. Pleased to be joined now by a very special friend of ours and likely your best friend, the one and only Super Bowl champion, the newest member of the Dallas Cowboys, and he who holds perhaps the greatest nickname in all of college football history, Blake Bell. Blake, how you doing today?
Doing well, man. Can't complain.
We were talking right before we started recording. You have had, obviously the current times are interesting to say the least, but you have had quite the beginning to the calendar year, and you've had quite the week. Dude, you're a Dallas Cowboy. That's got to be pretty cool.
Oh, it's awesome, man. I'm so excited. This past season with the Chiefs was awesome, and you know, the Chiefs Kingdom was great and got nothing respect for the organization, but you know, that's how it works, and I'm super pumped to be a Cowboy and can't wait to get it going.
Well, so we'll get to the Cowboys in a second, because you won the Super Bowl and you should be able to talk about that for the rest of your life. And obviously you're going to win, 50 Super Bowls in a row with the Cowboys, and you're going to be playing into your 70s. I'm fully confident in that. So you won the Super Bowl. What's that been like? I mean, that's an incredibly special thing.
Man, it was incredible. Just the process and the journey of it. You go all the way back to OTAs and you just think of all the work you put in to get to that point. You know, that's what everyone wants to do, is go and win the Super Bowl. So, just all the ups and downs you have during the year and all the adversity you go through the teammates, we had a great team and a great locker room, and it was fun, man. And we just kind of made a push there in the playoffs and it happened. And going to Miami was one of our goals. And once you got there, it was kind of like, well, I guess, you want to win it, definitely. You don't want to walk off that field losing, but great game, great atmosphere, like I said, and it was pretty special.
So, I was there for the week, kind of working the Radio Row scene, a little less busy than you. Now that you've had some time to look back on it, because it is a hectic week, and I know everything you do is so organized and so planned out. I know this is probably a weird question, but did you enjoy it, or were you just focused on, okay, tomorrow we've got this plan, we're preparing for this? I mean, was it fun, I guess?
Yeah, no, it definitely was. It was it's one of those things where a lot of guys were, you're going here, you're going there. I think coach basically told us, just soak it all in. And it kind of made sense, because you're, like you said, it's so hectic and you're going everywhere. You're doing these meetings, like you said, Radio Row and all that stuff. But you just got to kind of sit back and enjoy it and kind of realize, hey, we are at the Super Bowl and you'll never know if you'll be back or whatever, but you know, you got to enjoy it. And just like I said, soak it all up.
How many pictures are on your phone from it? Like, how far back can you scroll and just be pictures of Super Bowl aftermath, whether it was in Miami or the parade? I mean, things like that. Like, it's got to be like 500 photos.
Oh, yeah, tons, man. You know, just like you said, going all the way to the, you know, beginning, just taking videos, showing up on the plane, you know, just all the different cool activities we did. And like you said, just photos and just, I think I got more videos probably than photos. It's crazy, man.
What's, I mean, for people that haven't won the Super Bowl, what's been the most interesting sort of surprise? Because, you know, like, you're going to go on the field afterwards and or be on the field with confetti. You're going to get to hold the Lombardi. You're going to have the parade. But what's something that happened in the aftermath of all of that? You're like, hey, this is pretty cool.
Well, I think you just, you know, all of a sudden it's counting down and we're getting ready to win. And you know, what a game it was, really. I mean, hats off to the Niners. What a great team. But yeah, all of a sudden you win and you're kind of just shocked a little bit. And then, you know, you got to go back and all your family's there and they have a little after party for you. So I think it kind of set in there, you know, like, you know, this is why you play the game. And you know, you want to get to something like this and then be able to celebrate with your family and friends. And you know, that's what it's all about.
I'm curious, have you already been measured for a ring? Like, does that process happen already or is it a little bit further down the road?
You know what? That's a great question. People have asked me that. And I said, yeah, we haven't even gotten fitted for the ring yet, so I'm assuming that's a little ways away. And but man, yeah, I can't wait to get it.
So you entered free agency in a really hectic time for the world. What was that like? I mean, that, you know, football fans everywhere were wondering how are guys going to do this? This can be done remotely. What was it, all over the phone? What did you have a Zoom meeting, Skype, FaceTime? I mean, what was free agency like for you in the current climate of our world?
You know, I think it's just basically the same as, you know, I was kind of in free agency last year as well. And it was basically the same, you know, everything's usually over the phone. And, you know, obviously you're talking to your agent a lot and stuff like that. But really the only thing is, you know, the teams can't have you come in, you know, to the building right now. So that would be the only thing. But other than that, you know, you're talking basically with your agent and, you know, you're just kind of talking with the teams that that reach out and stuff like that. So everything was, you know, pretty normal.
That's interesting. Was there anything that outside of, I guess, the medical portion of it that was different due to the coronavirus pandemic?
You know, not really. You know, other than just kind of trying to figure out, you know, what our, you know, schedule is going to be. You know, we don't know, you know, OTAs or when we're going to report or anything like that. So it's kind of the unknown for us. But, you know, I think as a player, you know, you just keep your same routine. You know, you work out and do whatever you need to do to stay in shape and be ready. And then, you know, when we got to show up or report, we'll handle it. But, you know, for right now, you just gotta, like you said, man, this is a weird deal going on. And, you know, with everyone just having to stay at their house, but, you know, you got to find a positive out of it, but, you know, we'll just keep working out and go from there.
What's your personal quarantine life been like? I mean, you know, you don't have to tell us like what video games you're playing or anything, but I mean, like, are you working out every day? I mean, are you you cooking a lot? I mean, what's Blake Bell's life right now?
So we actually have a group of friends, you know, we've had from college. We come out here to Maui. Our friends have a house out here in Maui, so we came out here last week for spring break, and we were going to leave, but we decided, well, we should probably just hang tight and stay out here. So we're actually planning on staying here for another week in Maui. So I've just been kind of hanging out and, you know, we get up, we do some yoga, work out, you know, just lay by the pool, beach, and, you know, just kind of relax. It's kind of good to, you know, get away from that football season, such a long year and a long grind and mentally and physically that, you know, it's kind of nice to just kind of rewind and, you know, just enjoy it.
Sure. At least the weather is cooperative in that regard. Doing some yoga. My wife's a big yogi. So it's not for me. You know, I've tried it and it's difficult. It's a lot more hard than people sort of let on. So I think the million-dollar question that every Cowboys fan wants to know is, why the Cowboys? Why did Blake Bell ultimately want to play for America's team?
Well, I think, you know, you just look at, you know, I go back and, you know, obviously the Chiefs organization was great and loved every minute of that. But then I was looking and, you know, Dallas got an offer from them. And, you know, my fiance is from Dallas. She's from South Lake there. And so a lot of family there. And my family's in Wichita, which, you know, that's not that far of a drive either for them. And it's just a great organization. I can't wait to get involved with them, and the great people, great coaching staff. I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Have you had any contact with any of your new teammates, whether it's, you know, Blake Jarwin? I don't know if you're a Pardon My Take listener, but they have the whole Blake of the Year thing. And so now you guys are like duking it out amongst yourselves. But have you talked to any current Cowboys?
You know, I have not. The one guy I have, Cole Hicatini, I played with him in San Francisco. He was there with me. So that's one of my buddies. So I kind of talked to him a little bit. But as of now, I really haven't. You know, I'm excited to meet all the guys, and especially the tight ends in the room. And man, I'm pumped and ready to go.
So when you are a NFL free agent and you're evaluating your potential team, in this case, you know, you're a tight end and you're looking at the Cowboys, do you look at, you know, they've got Dak Prescott, you know, they've got Zeke Elliott, they've got Amari Cooper. Like I'd like to play for that offense. Is that part of your decision making?
Oh, absolutely. You definitely look at stuff like that, and you respect all the talent around the league that you see. And, you know, the Cowboys have a lot of talent, and that's appealing, like you said. So, you know, I've always been a team guy, so I'm really pumped to get in there and really help and do whatever I can do to help the Cowboys win.
I think a big connection that a lot of people made when this news first sort of started floating around was when you were drafted by the San Francisco 49ers, a team you just beat in the Super Bowl, no big deal. And you were drafted by Jim Tomsula's 49ers, who's now the defensive line coach for the Cowboys. Was that at all part of your decision making, or just kind of, oh, that's cool that it ultimately worked out that way?
You know, I think it is pretty cool. I kind of started looking at the coaching staff and when I was making the decision, and I saw Coach Tomsula was the D-line coach there, and yeah, it made me smile for sure. I love that guy. Obviously, he drafted me in San Francisco, and man, he was such a positive guy, and I got to know him really well. So I'm really excited to be back with him, and I can't wait.
You know, you're not too active on Instagram. Maybe you're more of a lurker. You know, you're not a big poster. If you want to up the game, Blake, you know, certainly encourage you to. But you did have a post almost 2 years ago now, after the late, great Coach Sparano passed away. He's got a heavy tie to the Cowboys. Just curious for your thoughts on him. I know you worked with him in San Francisco as well.
Yeah, he was one of my favorites. Very sad deal. And like I said, Coach Tomsula drafted me, but I know Coach Sparano had a lot to do with that. He was one of my biggest fans, so taught me so much. I got so much better that season. And so, yeah, nothing but respect. And then obviously I went back to Minnesota, and right, he was the O-line coach there, and we reunited. And he probably had a, you know, big part of me going there too. So, Tony and all of his family, always loved them, and just the respect, you know, and his faith and how much he loved his family and things like that. So nothing but respect for the Sparano family.
You had a hashtag on that post that was "Can't Snow the Snowman." Can you explain that?
You know, it's super tough, but Coach Sparano had a lot of one-liners, anybody that knew him. And you know, it's kind of hard to explain, but he's got a lot of one-liners that you just remember. I'll never forget. You know, a lot of the guys be writing in their notebooks and you know, writing them down just because you didn't want to forget them, just in case you need to use them down the road.
Sure. Well, I'm sure it was memorable. You also have a proclivity for special teams. The Cowboys have a new special teams coordinator in John Fossil. Do you have any thoughts on playing special teams? I mean, is that something you sort of pride yourself on? I mean, what's that, you know, level of your game like?
No, I definitely do. You know, like I was telling you, I'm, you know, I've always been a guy that, you know, whatever I can do to help the team, you know, special teams is a big, big deal. And, you know, games can be won on that and won and lost, you know, depending on how it goes. And that's why, you know, it definitely takes special teams very seriously. You know, and kind of like I said, just whatever I can do to, you know, get on the field and help the team.
You obviously have played football at a high level near the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You're a Sooner legend. You know, there was a lot of talk about Lincoln Riley maybe becoming the Cowboys head coach. There's another Sooner, actually, Gerald McCoy, who's a fellow free agent. Is it nice to kind of get back to that neck of the woods?
Yeah, it is. You know, I definitely thought about that too, and just saw the, you know, the Sooner fans, and I know there's a lot of Sooner fans in Dallas as well. So, yeah, it is very cool, and I got a place in Oklahoma as well, so that's not very far. You know, you're talking 2.5 hour drive. So, you know, it's definitely going to be nice to, you know, to head south.
Now, a lot of our listeners are big Madden players, as I'm sure you can imagine. And so they've already got all these ideas on how to use you. And your versatility on offense is very well known, especially dating back to your Oklahoma days. Do you feel like, you know, I could do it? I could take a handoff. I could throw. I mean, is that part of Blake Bell's game if the team needs, I guess, if you're that team guy?
Hey, man, you know what? Whatever they want to do. But, you know, I think I still got it. We've always joked on different teams and, you know, whether it's before or after practice and we start throwing, you know, playing different games or something. So it always try to keep it fun. But, you know, I still got a little juice in the arm a little bit. But, you know, really whatever. I like I said, you know, I'm kind of one of those that just, you know, if they want to put me out there, I'll do it.
Well, I'm surprised, you know, Andy Reid, as creative as he can be, that, you know, I know Pat's great and everything, but, you know, the Belldozer, I mean, there should have been a moment, you know, in the Super Bowl, you know, you got in and made a moment. But with regards to the Super Bowl, I believe so far your only touchdown in the NFL was the divisional game against the Texans, correct?
Yep, that was it.
And what was that like? I mean, because through the middle of it all, I bet that just had to be like a roller coaster of incredible emotion.
Oh man, it was unreal. I was just super excited and you know, honestly going back and you know, it's just one of those plays that we were kind of running a lot that game and you know, Pat did a great job of finding me on it and you know, it just happened so quick and kind of jumped in the stands and it was electric, man. I mean, it was one of those feelings. You know, I hadn't scored a touchdown yet, so I mean, obviously that was cool, and then just the way the game, you know, all went down, it was pretty special.
Last one for you with football, Blake, what do you see, you know, as the biggest difference between the Chiefs and Cowboys? I mean, obviously, you know, they're different teams, every team's different, but what do you see?
Well, I think, yeah, like you said, every team's different. But like you said, man, I just, you know, you look at their roster and they got a lot of talent. And then even the coaches and just then everyone around the building, it just looks, it's awesome. That's what basically attracted me. It was, you know, just the coaching staff and just all the talent they have on offense and defense. But, you know, like I said, I'm just looking forward to getting in the building and getting better each and every day.
I know you're not unfamiliar to the area, and I know you mentioned your wife's or fiance, excuse me, from Dallas. Have you a Whataburger guy?
I am. I'm definitely a Whataburger guy, man.
What's your go-to? Go-to order?
Man, it's hard not to go to the honey butter chicken biscuits, huh? I mean,
well, yeah, but that's like that's a specialty thing. Like, that's like a 2 a.m., you know, I've been hanging out with my bros in Maui, doing some yoga, need a specific fix. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that, but then, I mean, I'm a patty melt guy, man. That's what I'm going with at Whataburger.
Okay.
For sure.
I can respect that. Well, we hope you and your family and your friends and everybody are safe through these troubling times. We're very excited for you. Do you have any Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu recommendations for anybody to watch while we're all, you know, practicing social distancing?
Well, you know, man, just being from Oklahoma, this whole Tiger King deal, I don't know if you've seen that, but it's pretty wild, man. We all of us out here, we just started it a couple of nights ago. It's like, whoa. Pretty entertaining.
Well, you know, Tiger King is definitely sort of the show of the week, really, of kind of the month and this particular season. That's we'll all look back on this and remember the Tiger King, really, at the end of it. Blake, congratulations on winning the Super Bowl. Congratulations on joining the Cowboys. Very excited to watch you. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon enough, my friend.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.